Romans 8:33. Charged with a crime. The knock on the door came around 6 a.m. The police officer stood outside with handcuffs in hand. He arrested me and took me to the local jail. Soon I would stand before a judge in a court of law. The judge looked down from his podium and said, "You are charged with the crime of stealing $10 million from the Bank of California. What is your plea? Innocent or guilty?" Anyone charged with a crime would feel heaviness and worry about the accusation. Even if they are not guilty, being charged with a crime before a judge would be very serious. Even if we are not charged in a court of law, we often feel accused or judged for our sins, mistakes, and failures. Romans 8:33 assures us that no one can bring any charge against us who are God's chosen children. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Jesus, teach us and speak to us from your word today. We want to know you, to follow you, to learn from you, and to become like you. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of your word. Romans 8:33. Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Meditation question is, if people or Satan accuse us, what should we do? Why can't anyone charge us with sin? There are many accusing voices around us. Sometimes people criticize, attack, and accuse us of wrongdoing. In a world obsessed with cancel culture and the digital permanence of our mistakes, the human experience often feels like one long, exhausting trial. We are constantly defending our pasts to others and to ourselves. Sometimes our consciences also accuse us because we know our own sins and failures. We know our lusts, anger, bitterness, lies, pride, and selfishness. Satan is called the accuser of our brothers in Revelation chapter 12, verse 10. For the accuser of our brothers, who accuses them before God day and night, has been hurled down. Satan tempts us to sin. Then when we do sin, he accuses us and condemns us to make us feel guilty and unworthy. Shame is also an accuser that never sleeps. It constantly whispers charges of failure, guilt, and shame. When Satan or others attack and accuse us, what should we do? We must stand in faith on the truth of the gospel. God has forgiven our sins through the cross of Christ. The blood of Christ covers our sins and is the reason we can stand before God. Even when I fail, I am loved, accepted, and forgiven by God because of what Jesus did, not because of anything I do. We must reject the voice of accusation and believe the gospel. Jesus has taken upon himself the judgment for our sins. As we discussed in Romans 8:1, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Jesus has already paid the penalty of our sins and erased the charges against us, as written in Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. He canceled the debt, which listed all the rules we failed to follow. He took away the record with its rules and nailed it to the cross. Also, Psalm 103:12 states that as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. He has washed away our sins and made our hearts as white as snow. Don't believe the lies and accusations of the enemy. Believe what God says about you. Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? The answer is no one. No one can bring any charge against us before God. It is God who justifies. God is the supreme judge of the entire universe, and he has acquitted us. God has justified us, as we studied in Romans chapters 3 and 4. This means not only that he forgave our sins, but he declared us to be righteous in his sight because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. Thus, the condemnation of others is meaningless. We are clothed in the righteousness of Christ. He is our righteousness. We need to rest in this truth even when our own consciences accuse us. God not only makes the laws, but he is also the lawgiver, the policeman, and the judge of the universe. Jesus is also the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. We are guilty of breaking his laws. We are guilty as charged. We deserve judgment, condemnation, and death, but Jesus took all of that upon himself. He bore the punishment of our sins on the cross. He justified us and made us righteous before God. That is why no one can accuse us or charge us with sin. Jesus has taken away every accusation and nailed them to the cross. They are gone forever. What is Jesus saying to me through this verse? This is what I wrote. I am the one who took away your sins and made you righteous by my blood. Don't believe lies and accusations about you. Believe what God says about you. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, that you have justified us and made us righteous through the blood of Christ. Thank you that you do not accuse or condemn us. Give us faith to stand in what you have done for us and to reject any charge or accusation against us. In Christ's name, amen.